The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. This one from First for Women, New Fashion Trend, Safari Chic. Some safari pics that elevate your look. And they're showing several, I think about five, six. Raffia sneakers add pizzazz to any outfit, and the shoe's 1.25-inch platform helps legs appear miles long. These are Naturalizer, the Morrison 2.0 lace-up sneaker, $99. You can check them out at naturalizer.com, naturalizer.com. Eye-catching dangling earrings beautifully frame the face, and the olive green hue flatters all skin tones. This is from Mango Long Raffia Earrings, $26 at shop, S-H-O-P, dot mango, M-A-N-G-O, dot com. Box bags cross-body strap lets you tote any on-the-go essentials hands-free with the Zara Woven Box Bag. It's a handbag, $70 at Zara.com, Z-A-R-A.com. Shirt dresses chintzed middle defines the waist, while a vertical row of buttons and V-neckline optically elongate the body. It's the Zara Mini Shirt Dress in olive green, $50 at Zara.com. It is long-sleeved, not wonderful for summer here in the South. Aviator sunglasses shield eyes on a sunny day with style. These are from Quay, Australia, and they're called All In, $75. The website, QUAYAUSTRALIA.com. And last, the ever useful straw hat. Protects the face, scalp, and hair from the sun. Plus, it allows for airflow to prevent overheating. The one they're showing is from Torrid.com, T-O-R-R-I-D. It's $30. It's called the Straw Fedora. Classic. From First for Women, breathing tricks for healthy health. Simple strategies guaranteed to boost cheer, deepen sleep, ease pain, and more. First, heightens happiness, slowing your sigh. If the skies are bright and sunny but you can't shake a blah mood, there's a breathing trick that can help. A practice called cyclic sighing, excuse the noise, can erase a glum mood in minutes, plus prevent the blues as effectively as mindfulness training, say neurobiologists in the journal Cell Reports Medicine. Long, slow exhales stimulate the vagus nerve, which encourages the brain and digestive tract to release the mood-steadying hormone, serotonin. To do this, inhale normally, then exhale slowly and steadily, taking twice as long to exhale as you did to inhale. Repeat 10 times. That one's painless. Easing anxiety. Relaxing your belly. To switch off tension as soon as it starts, try belly breathing, a strategy that increases oxygen flow to the deepest areas of your lungs. Brazilian scientists say this oxygen boost soothes the brain's anxiety center, the amygdala, inducing calm. To do, place one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen. Inhale deeply through your nose, letting only your abdomen expand. Exhale slowly and steadily through your mouth. Repeat for a few minutes as stress disappears. To restore stamina, switch your inhale. If you're tired, alternate nostril breathing, nostril breathing prompts sinus nerves to send wake-up messages to your brain, say scientists in the journal Healthcare. To do this, press your right thumb against your right nostril to close it. Then inhale deeply, remove your thumb, and press your index finger along your left nostril to exhale on the right. Switch nostrils and repeat until energy is restored. to deepen sleep. Keep count if you're restless at bedtime. Counting breaths instead of sheep can induce sleep as effectively as meditation, suggests Stanford University research. Slowing your breathing to 6 breaths a minute activates the parasympathetic nervous system to relax muscles and calm a busy brain. To do it, get in bed. Inhale for a slow count of 5. Exhale for a slow count of 5. And continue for 5 minutes. To end achiness using your nose, warm weather activity like gardening can leave you stiff and sore, but basic nose breathing can help. Scientists reporting in Biochemical Pharmacology say your sinus lining releases nitric oxide, a compound that calms pain nerves and lowers inflammation. And breathing through your nose releases this ache-erasing compound into your bloodstream. To do? Stretch out in a comfy spot and relax while you breathe slowly and deeply through your nose for 20 minutes. And last, taming blood pressure by setting a timer. Deep breathing for 30 seconds is proven to lower blood pressure by up to 10 points. Now, Harvard scientists say doing it throughout the day could control blood pressure as well as diet or exercise by tamping down the release of pressure-spiking cortisol. To do, set a timer for 30 seconds and take relaxed, deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Repeat at least 3 times daily. From Good Housekeeping, tick-borne illnesses you may not know about. Lyme disease, which occurs mostly in the Northeast and Upper Midwest, and alpha-gal syndrome are just 2 tick-borne illnesses. Here's what else to look for. Rickettsiosis, also known as Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and spotted fever groups can occur throughout the U.S., with most cases reported in North Carolina, Tennessee, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Look for fever, headache, nausea, rash, and loss of appetite. Ehrlichiosis is mostly in the southeastern and south central U.S. It can be fatal for kids under 10 and the elderly. Seek help ASAP if you have a severe headache or confusion. And babesiosis, is mainly in the upper Midwest and the Northeast, but spreading south. See a doctor if a bite leads to fever, chills, sweats, or abdominal pain, or if you are elderly or have a weakened immune system. It can be life-threatening, and symptoms may take time to show up. So protect yourself against ticks no matter where you live. Follow these rules to avoid and handle run-ins with these tiny biting bugs. First, know where they hang out, and that would be grass and wooded areas, although my husband had one land on his forehead in a Walmart parking lot. Wear light-colored clothing so ticks will be easy to spot, and tuck your pants into your socks. Use a lint roller on your clothes when you get home to eliminate any hangers-on. Also, immediately throw your clothes in the dryer on high for 15 minutes, which kills them. Inspect your skin, especially in armpits, the groin, breasts, and folds, warm, moist places where ticks like to hide. Shower immediately. Check dogs, as they can ferry ticks into your home, too. And watch for flu-like symptoms or rashes. If you visit a place where tick-borne illnesses are a problem and get a bite, tell your doctor right away. From First for Women, question. Any tips to wearing capris so they don't make my short legs, look shorter? Their answer, the cropped cut of these bottoms can optically shorten legs, but yes, a few easy styling tweaks can offset that effect. I like to create a sleeker silhouette using a monotone outfit. It visually extends anyone's height. Just pair capris with a simple top like a slim tank or fitted tee in the same color family. Also smart, slipping into a pair of strappy sandals with a kitten heel. That inch or two gives the appearance of longer and leaner looking legs. Finish the look with same colored sunnies that means sunglasses, and a crossbody bag. It maintains the ensemble's vertical line for a lengthening effect of its own. From Real Simple, the books list, top picks for book club and beyond. They offer five options this time. Thought-provoking thriller, the first adult novel by best-selling YA author Nicola Yoon, Y-O-O-N. The book One of Our Kind features Jasmine Williams, who has just moved into a gorgeous home in Liberty, California, with her young family. Yet it's not your typical community. It's Black Utopia, and Jasmine is excited about her young son growing up in a supportive environment with people who look like him. That is, until she discovers that beyond the manicured lawns and fancy wellness spa, Liberty is hiding a terrifying secret. And fitting in with her Stepford-esque neighbors might be the least of her problems. Next, a heartfelt and witty one. David Nichols, who also wrote One Day, N-I-C-H-O-L-L-S, is famous for writing novels full of British humor that sneak attack with an emotional punch. And he's done it again in the book You Are Here. Michael, 42, and Marnie, 38, are nursing their wounds after failed relationships. Michael avoids being home where there are too many reminders of his ex. Marnie, meanwhile, hardly ever leaves her apartment. A friend pushes them together for a multi-day group hike, the last thing either of them wants to do. Their journey and what they learn walking side by side leads to a ridiculously satisfying book about hope and second chances. Totally Wild Read, the book Bear, B-E-A-R, a new novel by National Book Award finalist Julia Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Two sisters in their late 20s care for their ailing mother on a Pacific Northwest island where they were raised. Sam and Elena are desperate for a change, but their jobs catering to wealthy vacationers, one works concessions on the ferry and the other is a bartender at the golf club, barely provide enough to cover their bills. Then a bear shows up, yes, an actual bear, and the two women's startlingly different reactions make this story, inspired by a Brothers Grimm fairy tale, an exciting portrait of sisterhood. Next one is a relatable family drama. At 57, Julia Ames is an almost empty nester, living a perfectly nice life, married to a perfectly nice guy. While grocery shopping for her husband's birthday party, she runs into an old friend, a woman who supported her during the difficult days of early motherhood and almost ruined her marriage. Their random meeting sends Julia reeling, forcing her to confront her long history of complicated desires. The book, Same As It Ever Was, by Claire Lombardo, L-O-M-B-A-R-D-O, who also wrote The Most Fun We Ever Had, has written a second immersive novel with profound insights into relationships. And Outsider's Redemption Story. It's the summer of 1987. 16-year-old Diamond Newberry is an outcast in her small New England town and the only black person living there since her dad disappeared 7 years ago. She begins receiving letters from a relative on her father's side that unearth her family history. As she learns about the people who came before her, she discovers who she truly is and who she wants to be. Essie Chambers is the author, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S. The book, Swift River, a deeply moving portrayal of a girl you will absolutely fall for and cheer on through every scene in this remarkable debut novel. From First for Women's Simple Joys, kick off your week with a little love, laughter, and fun. This week's delight, good company. When my family road trips, we listen to podcasts, says Tara Hans, First's managing editor. A favorite, the aptly named Family Trips, hosted by Seth Meyers and his brother Josh, who interview celebrities about family memories. Recently, Julie Andrews and her daughter Emma reminisced about family trips to Switzerland, and Emma shared what it was like growing up with Mary Poppins. The chats offer up great family and nostalgia. You can hear a new episode of Family Trips each week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Audible.com. From First for Women, question, can you suggest a dessert that won't worsen reflux? Their answer, consider whipping up some nice cream instead of ice cream. Simply pop a few frozen bananas in your blender until they become as creamy as ice cream. Because bananas are alkaline, they can help neutralize the stomach acid that triggers reflux. Plus, they're rich in pectin, a soluble fiber that keeps food moving through the digestive tract, which limits acid production to reduce the risk of heartburn, according to a review in Nutrients. From Good Housekeeping's cleaning lab, Screensavers, swipe left on smudges, smears, dust, and fingerprints with these top-tested tools and tricks. 1. Wondrous Wipes. These pre-moistened Weemen wipes are well-sized for large and small screens, clean quickly, dry without streaks, and kill germs in just 4 minutes. Done. These are the Weemen, W-E-I-M-A-N, Disinfectant Electronic Wipes. $9. You can look at them on Weemen.com. Next, a super spray kit. Greasy fingerprints and stuck-on stuff gone. The 1-2 punch of this Calyptus spray and cloth combo is hard to beat. It's called Calyptus Spray Screen Cleaner Kit, $10 on Amazon. I'll spell Calyptus, C-A-L-Y-P-T-U-S. The cutest cloth. This colorful, washable, double-sided toddy gear cloth zaps smudges fast and folds into a pouch for toting. It's the Toddy Gear On The Go Smart Cloth, $10, toddygear.com, TODDYGEAR.com. And the coolest laptop tool, this OXO cleaner is like a mini pad for your mini made for your computer. Its microfiber end erases screen smudges, and its soft brush whisks away keyboard crumbs. It's the OXO Good Grips Sweep and Swipe Laptop Cleaner, $12 at OXO.com. And 3 tips for happier screens. Rid your high touch tech of grime and germs pronto. First, limit liquids. Many manufacturers now say it's okay to wet clean delicate screens occasionally, especially to kill germs. If it's all right on yours, squeeze wet wipes of excess moisture before use, or spray a cloth, not the screen, and keep liquids away from open ports. Skip the glass cleaner. Screen glass is not the same as window glass. TVs, laptops, and phones often have special coatings that require glass cleaners, especially ones containing ammonia or vinegar, can damage. For best results, stick to cleaners formulated for electronics. And buff to shine. Using a soft microfiber cloth is the fastest, easiest, and safest way to keep screens shiny at home, in the office, or on the go. Wiping removes not only greasy grime, but some germs too. And don't forget to swipe camera lenses on mobile devices for the clearest shots. From Magnolia, white bean salad with herb dressing. From start to finish, 15 minutes, and it makes 8 servings. We need 1/3 of a cup of extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 2 15-ounce cans of cannellini beans or butter beans, rinsed and drained, 6 ounces of snow pea pods, sliced diagonally into bite-sized pieces, 2 cups chopped cucumber, 1/3 cup chopped shallot, 1/4 cup fresh parsley, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh dill, and optional tomato slices. Whisk together the olive oil, lemon juice, mustard, salt, and pepper in a large bowl. Then add the beans, pea pods, cucumber, shallot, parsley, and dill. Toss. If you like, spoon the salad over tomato slices. And they offer a tip. The salad is better if it has time to marinate. Make it up to 12 hours ahead and store covered in the refrigerator until ready to serve. First, for women's, Focus Vibrant Fruit is at its peak in local markets, and they're offering you info on apricots. This member of the stone fruit family is loaded with vitamin A, which promotes healthy vision. Buying, ripe apricots have a bright orange, yellow, or pink color with a fruity aroma. And for storage, keep underripe fruit on the counter. Once fully ripe, store in the fridge. And they offer three easy ideas. First, a fruit sundae. Simmer 1 pound of diced apricots, 1/3 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons water, and 1 teaspoon vanilla extract for 5 minutes. Let cool, then puree, like in a blender or something. Serve over ice cream. That sounds good. Barbecue Bliss. Puree 1 cup diced apricots with 1 18-ounce bottle of barbecue sauce. Transfer to a 4-quart slow cooker with 1 pound of chicken breasts. Cook on high for 4 hours, then shred and serve on slider buns. And gazpacho. Now, this is a cold soup, good for summer. Puree 2 cups diced apricots, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 2 teaspoons sherry vinegar, 2 teaspoons lime juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt until smooth. Cover. Chill 2 hours, ladle into bowls, and serve. And related to that, honey-drizzled grilled stone fruits. So it's not just apricots now. Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 15. And this serves 6 to 8. We need 2 ripe peaches, 2 ripe nectarines, 2 ripe apricots, 2 ripe plums, a neutral oil such as avocado or grapeseed, vanilla ice cream for serving, honey for finishing, and flaky sea salt for finishing. Preheat a gas or charcoal grill to medium-high, which is between 400 and 450 degrees, and lightly oil the grates. Cut the stone fruits in half and remove pits. Brush the halves with a touch of oil. Place on the grill for 2 to 3 minutes. Rotate 90 degrees. The fruit should release from the grill easily before rotating. If not, grill for another 1 to 2 minutes until it easily releases. Continue to cook 2 to 3 minutes more until grill marks appear and the fruit starts to caramelize. Remove the fruit from the grill using tongs, place in a bowl, and top with a scoop of ice cream placed in the center of the fruit. Drizzle with honey and finish with a sprinkle of salt. So I guess each person's going to get a different fruit. You use 4 different fruits. From Real Simple, coleslaw. This is a riff on coleslaw. Broccoli slaw with creamy ranch dressing. Active and total time are only 10 minutes, and this serves 6. So here's what we need to make broccoli slaw. 1/2 cup mayo, 1/4 cup of sour cream, 1/4 cup of fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 1/2 teaspoons garlic powder, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, plus more for topping, 2 12-ounce packages of broccoli slaw, about 8 packed cups worth, 3 scallions, thinly sliced, about 1/2 cup, 1/2 cup chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, plus more for topping, and 1/3 cup roasted salted sunflower seeds, plus more for topping. Whisk mayonnaise, sour cream, lemon juice, salt, garlic powder, onion powder, and pepper in a large bowl until combined. Add the broccoli slaw, scallions, parsley, and sunflower seeds. Toss to combine. Top with more parsley, sunflower seeds, and pepper. And how about This is from Real Simple. Stone fruit sangria. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 3 hours and 15. And this serves 6. Place 2 pitted and thinly sliced nectarines or peaches, 2 pitted and sliced plums, 2 cups pitted and halved fresh cherries, 2 bottles dry white wine, such as a Pinot Grigio, 3/4 cup or 6 ounces orange liqueur, such as Cointreau or Grand Marnier, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and 4 fresh mint sprigs in a large pitcher. Stir to combine. Cover and refrigerate for at least 3 hours and up to 24 hours. Serve over ice with a splash of sparkling water. Garnish with a sprig of mint. Sounds very refreshing and relaxing with all the wine in it. From First for Women, keep cut avocado green. Adding half an avocado to salads and sandwiches makes them more filling and nutritious, if only the leftover half didn't brown so quickly. The save: coat the cut side of the avocado with olive oil cooking spray, then wrap tightly in plastic. The fat in the spray shields the flesh from the oxidation that occurs when it's exposed to air, so the avocado will stay fresh and green for up to 3 days in the fridge. From First for Women, helping caregivers connect. Caregivers often experience burnout and isolation and prioritize the well-being of those they care for over their own physical and mental health. A study published in BMC Psychology showed that using social media for support was a key factor in helping to reduce caregivers' stress. Here are 3 online resources to help you find a supportive community. First, Caregiver Action Network, or CAN. This nonprofit that you can follow on Facebook provides education, peer support, and resources for those who care for individuals with rare diseases, cancer, Alzheimer's, wounded warriors, and more. And it's free of charge. Again, Facebook, Caregiver Action Network. Nikita Nelson. This is at Nikita Nelson. A mom of special needs child documents her life on Instagram. So that's her Insta handle, at Nikita Nelson, NakitaNelson. She strategizes about how to deal with burnout, holds close to faith with prayer, and celebrates the strength of caregivers everywhere. And Taking Care of Elderly Parents. This private Facebook group addresses the challenges of caring for parents. Members are encouraged to ask questions, de-stress, mourn, and everything in between. There is a screening process to join. Again, on Facebook, Taking Care of Elderly Parents. From Magnolia, just a quick little quote, we believe that newer isn't always better, and that it's time for the pendulum of trend to switch back to the basics. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of the program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. With comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.